Many parents of special education students in Seattle Public Schools say for years now, the district has failed to provide the services their students are guaranteed by federal law. New school superintendent Jose Banda says he's committed to fixing what he calls a void in leadership in the special education department. KUOW's Ann Dornfeld reports.
2.5 years ago, KUOW brought you the story of Bridget Ambrose and her son Ryder. Ryder was in kindergarten at the time. He's on the autism spectrum. At Ryder's preschool, he'd gotten special education services like speech therapy and the social skills training that many kids with autism need to teach them how to interact with other kids. But during kindergarten in Seattle Public Schools, his mom said the school told her he didn't need to be in special ed. Ambrose tried to get him back into special ed, but it didn't work. When we last caught up with the family 2 years ago, Ambrose had started giving Ryder social skills lessons at home.
Tina is beginning to feel sad. Nobody wants to play with her. What do you think Tina should do?
Ask if she could play.
She could ask if she could play. Yeah. What would you do if you saw Tina waiting for her turn?
I would join her.
3 school years later, Ryder is now in third grade. He likes to memorize things, like facts about Eleanor Roosevelt and major hurricanes and tornadoes. And he's really into the iPhone geography game, Stack the States.
They ask, like, Salem is the capital of, Seattle is located in, which state border is Montana? It's a pretty cool game.
What Ryder doesn't like are surprises, like fire drills.
They're noisy. I wish I could stay home when it happened.
Last year, they happened every month. Ryder says if it was nearing the end of the month and the fire drill hadn't happened, he'd get
really nervous that was going to happen that day. My tummy hurt a lot.
Surprises can be really hard for kids with autism. Bridget Ambrose says she's still trying to schedule a meeting with the district to get her son back into special ed.
I was told it would happen last year and it didn't. I asked for it in October when we first started school last year. It didn't come through. And now I'm hoping that it will happen by October this year. So we've lost 2 years where he was not mandated to receive any services from the school.
Ambrose says although Ryder's doing well academically, he has a hard time socially. He usually hangs out by himself at recess. Psychologists say child development depends on kids learning social skills along with academics.
I have to tell you, you know, as a parent who's sitting there watching the months go by and seeing progress that had been made slowly decline, it's heartbreaking.
But even parents whose kids are getting special ed services say the Seattle Public School District isn't meeting their students' needs. By federal law, special ed students get learning plans called individualized education programs. IEPs guarantee students a certain number of hours with occupational therapists, or more time to take tests, or written instructions if they have a hard time listening to the teacher. But many parents say schools are failing to write adequate IEPs, or just not following them. Sean Rose's son Tenzin has autism too. He's in a regular third grade classroom. But as Tenzin explains, he can have a hard time keeping up when the teacher rattles off a list of instructions.
Yeah, that doesn't go well.
Why is it hard for you?
Because it's too much. Because it's too much to talk too fast.
A special ed teacher is supposed to help the classroom teacher tailor lessons so Tenzin can follow along. But Rose says for the past 2 years, her son's special ed teacher was only part-time and so overloaded with students that there was no way she could give Tenzin what he's entitled to on his IEP.
It's been really, really hard. It's been atrocious, actually, I could say without exaggeration. The services have been sort of hobbled together. Much of his IEP was never implemented.
Rose says she volunteered to give Tenzin's teachers materials on teaching kids with autism and to write out the kind of visual cues he needs to stay on task. But she says the teachers didn't take her up on it.
When Tenzin started kindergarten, he would run to school. I mean, he was so excited to go.
Rose says that changed as his special ed services dwindled.
By first grade, he was telling me, I can't learn and I don't want to go to school, and pretending to be sick, and you know, we had to negotiate a lot, and I felt really bad sending him to school those years.
Rose says things have improved since a new principal came to the school. But she echoed the frustrations of many parents we spoke to for this story, who say the quality of special ed in Seattle schools depends too much on how well a school's principal understands that federal law guarantees services to kids with disabilities. Rose says there hasn't been steady, experienced leadership in the district's special ed department to keep principals on track. In just the past 3 years, there have been 5 different executive directors of special education. Some of them had no experience teaching special ed. Mary Griffin says that leadership vacuum led to a dangerous situation for her adopted son, who's now 12. He came to her family as a foster child 3 years ago. Griffin says Seattle Public Schools sent a letter home that said teachers were restraining him. It took her a while to learn what kind of restraint teachers were using.
One was called a basket restraint, and another one was where they put him on the floor and laid on top of him, sometimes for up to half an hour at a time. And I didn't discover this until after my son regressed to the point where he would not walk, and he wanted a baby bottle, and he wanted somebody to play baby games with him.
Griffin says she talked to his teachers to find out what could be causing his regression.
And eventually, when I mentioned to the teachers the story that my son told me of one of his biological relatives laying on top of him to the point where he would pass out, they told me that they had been laying on him too. And I was very upset. And I told them, well, you can't lay on him anymore.
Griffin says no one at the school or the district seemed to know of any district policy barring teachers from lying on students, or that it's illegal under Washington law for caregivers to restrain a child in a way that could obstruct their breathing. A search of the Seattle Public Schools website turned up no policy specifying the kind of restraint staff can use on students. Griffin says she didn't know her rights as a parent to file a citizen's complaint or a civil rights complaint until the statutes of limitations were up.
It's very disturbing to me that that this happened, and I didn't do anything about it.
Griffin says she tried to get the district to write a policy banning that type of physical restraint, but she didn't get anywhere. She's since pulled her son from Seattle Public Schools. Special ed stories like these greeted new superintendent Jose Banda when he came to the district this summer. Banda says teachers of special ed students have lacked resources, training, and support from other staff members. And he agrees that the high turnover at the top of the special education department has been a major problem.
There is definitely a void in leadership.
There have been 3 interim executive directors of special education so far this year. Banda says one of his main priorities this school year is to find a permanent, experienced chief for special ed.
I'm looking for experience. I need somebody who has actually been in the trenches, that has been in the battles, somebody that's seasoned, somebody that has been in that level of leadership in administration, that is not only familiar with special ed needs, but special ed law, building team, potentially with the idea of restructuring that whole department.
So far, special ed parents say they like what they hear from the new superintendent. Mom Bridget Ambrose says the change can't come soon enough.
I guess for me, I feel like there is no do-over for these kids. This is it.
I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.